This is On Air with Tim and Terry, and it's time for Skip It or Stream It. This time, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is streaming in theaters. Or was streaming in theaters. Yes, correct.
Yeah, you can buy it. You can actually rent it on Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. There might be a few other streaming services that you can rent it from, but we rented it, although it's only a dollar more to buy it. I don't know why I didn't just buy it.
Yeah,
I hate when they do that, but yes.
Well, anyway, yeah, there's multiple ways to get the film, but the important thing is we both watched it, all 3.5 hours. I was actually glued to it.
Me
couldn't break
too.
Myself away. The first night, I would have finished it the first night, but I got too sleepy. Otherwise, I would have gone straight through.
Now, this is actually based on a true story, and the book was written in 2017 by David Gran, and it took him 10 years of research to gather the information. And then, of course, Martin Scorsese made the hit film, Killers of the Flower Moon, just came out in 2023.
What's your two-sentence summary of it? Just set it up real quick.
Two-sentence summary. Okay, so it's set in 1920s Oklahoma, and it focuses on a series of murders of Osage Native Americans from the Osage Nation after oil was discovered on tribal land. So they became the richest Native American group in America because of all the oil-rich land they had.
Yeah.
And because of that, they were the ones in power.
Right.
And then, of course, it caused a lot of people to try to be greedy and to come into a town that was right close to the reserve and try to take advantage of some of these Osage Nation peoples. Predominantly, a lot of them tried to marry into families so that they could inherit the oil rights. And there was a series of young Osage Nation people that were being killed off.
Right.
Basically, straight up killed off, but made it look like it was accidents and stuff like that.
And the big key to it, and the way this whole thing was set up, which was one of the layers of meaning I caught immediately, was these deaths were uninvestigated. So it not only tied to the Osage Nation, which they said in the film at the beginning, they were the richest people per capita in the world, I believe, at that time.
Yes,
at that time,
true.
They were.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive. And it was all new money, too. So that's part of it. Also, the white people, basically, as they were called in the movie, just came into the region relatively recently. So this was not only on a small scale, but on a large scale, reflects what Americans did as a whole to the Native Americans.
Right.
You know, and the Canadians and everybody else. A lot of colonial systems, actually. It's appropriate it comes out right now as this discussion is up with what's happening in the Middle East.
Oh,
too,
It's a very timely movie for sure.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Molly Burkhart's character, which was played by Lily Gladstone, she was incredible. She played this like stoic, very wise woman, and she falls in love with Leonardo DiCaprio's character, who is a young man who had just he had come back from war, and they kind of make him kind of dim-witted.
Yeah.
And he's
a tool.
Yes.
Well, he literally is a tool of his uncle.
Yes. So his character is Ernest Burkhart, and his uncle, as you mentioned, is played by Robert De Niro.
Right, yeah.
And he plays kind of like this guy that appears to be the friend to the Osage Nation.
Right, again.
And tries to help them, but really he's pulling all these strings behind the scenes, and he's actually responsible for most of the murders because he collects insurance money on them and all sorts of things behind the scenes, really, you know, greedy things that him and his group were doing behind the scenes. And he uses, like you said, Leonardo DiCaprio's character, Ernest Burkhart, to marry into the Osage family and try to get the oil rights and kill off his wife, really.
Yeah, but again, it's small scale and large scale. You know, all those details, it's like he's being manipulated by his uncle. And he's manipulating the Osage. Some of it he's doing situationally, like he's only thinking of that particular context. Other times he's thinking of a larger scale picture. It's so representative, again, of everything both with that story and then again on a national level.
It's a story of greed, but it's also, there is a love story in there too, strangely enough.
Yeah.
There is a, like, and people will argue, were Ernest Burkhart and Molly Burkhart really in love? Mm. Or was he, I think he started... It was a marriage of convenience. I think he fell in love with her.
Nah, yeah, I don't know.
You don't think so?
I think he thought he did. That's the key, though. Because there's a lot of issues in this film.
She loved him.
Well,
that's clear.
Yeah, but let me say it this way. It was so well acted, this film, that you're uncertain of whether or not he actually loved her because was he developed enough to even know what love was? Because you saw it at the end where like he thought he loved her and like, oh no, I still lied to her about this.
Right.
I don't think he actually knew what love was.
She gave him the chance at the end to kind of come clean.
I think he thought he loved her. but he didn't actually, because he doesn't even know what it is.
Now, in the Native American culture, they often talk about a character often gets played in a lot of their stories called a trickster.
Right.
Where, you know, somebody that you don't know whether they're sincere or they, you know, end up pulling a fast one on people. And that's a very common character throughout a lot of themes in Native American stories that they tell.
That's a good point. And I hadn't thought about that one.
Leonardo DiCaprio's character almost plays that trickster role where mm-hmm. throughout the entire movie, you're not sure whether he's being real or being just, is he just that dumb or is he that easily manipulated?
But that's very real life. We all know people like that in real life.
Yeah. So I think the story is great.
Yeah.
I think the movie is not, I know it's 3.5 hours, but I think it goes by quickly.
It does, yeah.
Because the story moves and there's so many, like you said, levels and layers to mm-hmm, it mm-hmm. and themes. I 100% say stream it. And I do also, I'm going to make a prediction. I think it's going to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards this year.
You could be right on that. I say stream it as well, and particularly stream it right now because for whatever reason, it's relevant. They couldn't have planned it that way, but it very much ties into current events. So watch it, stream it. Killers of the Flower Moon, that's our vote.